Hey guys, this is Kyle and Lauren with Steadfast Ministries. Welcome back. It has certainly been some time on our end. Listen, we are so excited to share with you the topic that we're going to cover in today's podcast. It is one that I think if we're honest, we would say it applies to almost every area of our life, certainly in different seasons as seasons come and seasons go. Lauren, kick them off. Why don't you talk about how the Lord spoke to you this week in your quiet time, and then we'll jump right in.
Yeah, I was reading Exodus 16, and I'm just going to read it to you quickly. So we can get some context. Exodus 16, verse 3. If only the Lord had killed us back in Egypt, they moaned. There we sat around pots filled with meat and ate all the bread we wanted. But now you have brought us into this wilderness to starve us all to death. Now, this is obviously talking about the Israelites, and they have just left Egypt. They were just in captivity. They walked on the dry ground when the Red Sea parted, and now they're in the wilderness, and they're complaining and moaning and almost desiring to go back to captivity. Now, obviously, they don't want to be back in captivity, but I think sometimes when you're in the wilderness, you might long for what was comfortable and normal. And to them, what was comfortable was they had enough food to eat. They were sitting around pots filled with meat and ate all the bread they wanted. They were sitting fat and happy. Now, were they really happy? No, but they were longing for this. And as the Lord spoke to me, I think this applies to every area, finance, marriage, parenting. That's kind of what Steadfast Ministries really focuses in on. But one thing we do is we do financial coaching for couples or individuals. And so I was thinking that this was something applicable to them. When it comes to financial wilderness, if you want to call it, yeah, is when you are starting a new budget and you're having to stop going to those stores and coffee shops and out to restaurants, and you're having to change the way you spend your money so that you can steward your resources well. The Lord has called you to steward our resources well, and this is a part of growing and stretching, and it is very difficult. And sometimes we long to go back to those things that make us captive, yeah, you know, yeah, like, you know, debt or being, you know, a credit card. It's more comfortable to just let me just swipe it and I'll pay it later, or go back to spending however we want to. And instead of kind of pushing through those hard feelings of that wilderness time.
Yeah, certain habits, right? You're talking about old habits. You know, the financial aspect is real. You know, I think about what you and I walked. It took us probably two or three times starting, right, to say, hey, we definitely want to make this change. We get a month in, 2 months in, and we realize, man, our desire to change at that point was not greater than our desire to stay the same.
Right.
And there's so often we'll meet with people and at the initial conversation, yes, I want financial freedom. Yes, I want to change. Yes, yes, yes. And then you go and you say, here's the tools, here's the answer, go do it. Some of them last longer. Some of them really struggle even in that first 2 weeks because of the behavior, right? And I love what you said. These are the Israelites. These are people who got called out of captivity, right? Called them out of captivity. And scripture says it was a month, 30 days essentially, that they found themselves in the wilderness and then longing to be back into what they were familiar with.
Right.
You know? So I love that. The other aspect too is parenting. You know, you came down to the kitchen and we're starting to just kind of have this conversation, and finance was the natural, I think, go-to initially. And as we're talking, I'm like, man, this even applies to the parenting. We had how many conversations this week? Two or three, right? About implementing different strategies. We've got four boys.
That we homeschool.
That she homeschools. I'm more referee / principal or substitute at certain days. But, you know, as each boy grows and they get 3 months, 6 months, a year older, or they face different seasons in their lives, there are different walls or different struggles that we're faced with as parents in order to help them grow, in order to help them fulfill God's call, in order to help them, hey, let's understand what's going on here. It may not be what you think it is. And some of that is really challenging, right? And so it's one thing you and I have, whether it's in the kitchen or you know, in our room at night, we're talking, just kind of reflecting on the day. It's very easy to have that moment of, okay, yes, here's our plan. Here's how we're going to go about this. Here's how we're going to make the change. And a week or 2 weeks in, it's very hard, right?
Yes.
And that would be the wilderness of parenting. Hey, we had a goal.
Right.
We had a game plan.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, the busyness of the schedule, the intentionality, that strategy that we wanted to implement, the intentionality that it takes was not as easy as we thought, mm-hmm. right? And then, you know what? Let's just go back to what we knew. And it's not because we want where they are to stay. It's not because we don't want to change. It's because oftentimes in any area of our life, you want what's familiar, and what's familiar is often comfortable, right? But you're never comfortable in slavery,
exactly.
right? You're never comfortable in bondage or something that is keeping you from growing. What's another area that this would apply to?
Even your marriage, or if you're single, the dating life. I mean, there's certain patterns, and you know, for a single person, let's just talk about that for a moment. You might be thinking, okay, I'm not going to go for that type of person. I'm not going to fall for that again. I keep doing this over and over, and I put myself in situations that I shouldn't be in. But yet every time you kind of find yourself because someone has shown a little bit of love or they've shown a little bit of kindness, and then you get wrapped back up into it, and you don't want that. You want to move forward. You want to break from those chains of that bondage that you were in. Now, for a marriage, maybe you're struggling with certain things. Another aspect that we do in our ministry is marriage counseling.
Yeah.
And we will meet with couples and talk about some things, that strategies they could do, and some things that they can make some changes in that we would just recommend and that are biblically sound and what the Lord has called for the marriage to be like, and to model that after His image. And one of those areas is listening to each other. It is very hard to listen to each other. I think it's hard to listen to anybody sometimes. We always talk to our kids about, you know, don't listen with an intent to respond. Just listen, listen and then respond once you've heard their heart. And it's easy to go back to not listening and move forward from it. Or let's call it out, the marriage bed. Sometimes it's hard to make that a priority. Your intimacy is hard to make a priority because your life is busy. The kids are up and down, or they're, you know, whatever it might be, you have no time. So you make no time for it. And so if you've decided, okay, we are going to focus on ourselves, we're going to focus on that intimacy, we are going to make it a priority in our lives, because that is something that is necessary for intimacy in all areas, not just physical, but emotional and communicative, right?
Yeah,
so there's so many areas that's so important in, and you make this a habit. You're thinking, okay, we're going to make a change. We're going to, whether, I don't know, you have to schedule it. I don't care what you got to do. You're planning, okay, once a week, twice a week, whatever it looks like. And then a month later, it's just easier and you haven't done it, or you haven't been close and intimate. And then all of a sudden, a month or two goes by and there's zero physical intimacy. And that starts to create separation. And that is also the foundation of your home. Your marriage is the foundation of your home. And so it starts to create cracks.
Yeah, it's very difficult to parent. It's very difficult to lead other people. If you're a leader in a workplace, if you're a leader of your home, if you're a leader within a circle of friends, when your marriage is stressed, right? Because that bleeds into everything that you do. Now, let me say this. Lauren says, you know, there may be times where the marriage bed's not a priority. And if you're a guy sitting on the other side of this phone, you're like, listen, Lauren, I make it a priority. It's every day, any day, you say when, okay? Guys, let me say this, okay? Your wife is not going to make the marriage bed a priority until you have made listening a priority, right?
That's good.
Scripture says to be quick to listen and slow to speak, right? And so if you want to have your physical needs met on that regard, we need to make sure we're also meeting the emotional needs of our spouse. And it's one thing to say it on the other side of a microphone. It's another thing to say, hey, listen, let's have some tea, right? And let's talk for 30 minutes, or let's talk for an hour. I would imagine there would be a number of spouses that would fall over, guys. Here's your challenge. If you say, hey, babe, let's have tea tonight, and I just want to see how you're doing. I just want to see how your day was,
not
or how your week, not with the intent of getting to the marriage bed. Okay. No, but just, hey, I want to be that spouse that meets your emotional need. And I want to know the deepest desires of your heart. Right.
Yes.
I mean, that's what we're here for.
If you're doing that every day, right.
Yeah.
If you're making it a priority every day, then you can see that growth in the intimacy level.
Yeah.
But it's easy to, okay, we're excited, we're going to do this, we're going to implement this, and then you maybe get into a disagreement,
yeah,
or you're just busy and the kids become a priority. Listen, the kids cannot come before your marriage. I'm sorry to say it, because I think we all get it backwards sometimes. It's easy to, but you always have to make time for that. And so don't allow your desire of, okay, this is easier not to, we'll just, we were getting along to get along for so many years. It's just leave it how it is. It is what it is. It'll never change. Now, you're not necessarily desiring to go back to that, but it's just comfortable and normal, and all of a sudden you slip back into it without even realizing it.
Yeah, more than anything in today's culture, your kids need to see what a God-honoring marriage looks like, and they need to see a dad and a husband who serves their mom and a wife who serves the husband equally, right? They need to see a marriage that is two really good, grace-filled forgivers, and that can only be made possible by, obviously, by Jesus Christ. Now, listen, Hebrews 12:11, right, it says this. It says that no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful, right? So we're talking about implementing new things to better our financial picture. We're talking about implementing new strategies to be a better parent and help our kids. We're talking about new things within the marriage, whatever it may be.
Maybe going to the gym or, you know, that diet.
Oh, we're going there, huh?
I'm just saying, I saw painful verse.
That sounds painful.
Painful.
Right? No discipline seems pleasant, but painful at the time. And then it says, later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and a peace for those who have been trained by it. Trained, right? So you're being trained by the disciplines that you set. Well, how do you allow yourself to carry forward the discipline? One day at a time. Intentionality. Hey, if this is what I'm going to do in my financial picture, if this is what we're going to do as parents for our kids, one day at a time, we're going to be intentional. Whether you got to write it down, whether you have to plaster it on your refrigerator, on your car mirrors, you know, wherever, whatever it takes for you to make sure that it becomes a habit in your home, right? Everybody loves the idea of breaking free from the mundane, right? The familiar will always be the enemy of growth. What's comfortable will always be the enemy of growth. And so I want you to hang out on that Hebrews 12:11 that I said, as you go forward in your day, in your week, in your month, man, as we put this to practice, I'm going to realize that there's going to be painful moments and that we need to stick to it. So,
yeah. So we talked about what the issues may be or what we might fall back into, but let's talk about how to stay the course.
Give it to them.
Let's talk about that. Let's give some practical advice and even things that we've walked out ourselves. Is first and foremost, keep pressing on.
Yeah.
Keep pressing on and trusting. Trust is a huge factor. You need to trust God. And when He's called you to this change, or when He's encouraged you and strengthened you and pushed you along to do this, right? He's going to equip you, and He wants to be part of the process. You know, we talk about this with in finance with couples or individuals, and we say, make sure you're praying and inviting the Lord into this process, because it is a process, and He wants to be part of every facet of your life. He wants to be part of the process. In fact, He's called you to it. So why would He just leave you there to do it in your own strength or to your own devices, right? He wants to be part of the process. So make sure you're seeking Him for that.
Yeah. You know, I love what you said, trusting, right? Trusting sounds so simple, because it really doesn't require, it doesn't require anything physical of us.
Right.
That trusting part is the hardest part, because it requires nothing of us physically, right? So to say, hey, there's nothing I can do, but I have to lean on someone else, right? In this case, Almighty God. I think it's a pretty good person to lean on. You know, Scripture says that He, in Ephesians, He is able to do infinitely more than we could ask or imagine. But then it says, through His power at work within us.
Right.
So as you lean on Him, His power, right, within you and I, allows you and I to persevere and to continue to press on, like you said. That's so good. Second thing is this: seek His wisdom. I don't know about you guys. Listen, we're in a state right now, it seems like every other day, we are on our knees in tears. Lord, give us wisdom today. And I don't mean like because the sky's falling, but just because life presents things where you're like, man, I'm outmatched. Lord, I need your wisdom. I don't know how to navigate this conversation, or I don't know the best path. I'm at a wall here. We've tried everything. And so, Lord, unless you come through, I'm at a breaking point. God, I need your wisdom, one, to speak in love. I need your wisdom, two, to know how to move forward here. James 1:5, I love this scripture. It says that if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God. And then it says, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. If you lack wisdom, ask God, right? Scripture says that we should seek wisdom, that he is the source of wisdom. So if you're sitting at a point, whether it's your finances, looking through parenting or aspects of your marriage that you want to grow, the starting block is trust, right? Persevere, keep putting one foot in front of the other, like Lauren said. And the second thing is seek wisdom. God, what is it that you want us to do here?
And another aspect you can look back on and say, what have you been faithful to in the past in my life? Good. They forgot so quickly that he literally just parted the Red Sea and they walked on dry ground. The scripture is so clear on the dry ground part. And if you imagine the sea, don't you think there'd be a little bit of water down in that sand? There'd be a little bit of wet sand or something there, but it says dry ground. So I have to imagine.
And that was even after all the plagues.
Right. Yeah. I have to imagine that it was bone dry that they're walking on, right? But that was such a miracle that he did in their lives. And so quickly they forgot. Instead of saying, God, you just provided for me then. I know you're going to provide me food now. I know that you're going to do this. So just show up and do it. Yeah. And I think sometimes we're scared, or we forget to seek him in that regard with anticipation. Seek him with that anticipation that he's going to do it again, because that's how you continue to build your trust.
And that's good. And I think that, you know, there's a crossroads there, right? At the intersection of looking at his faithfulness is fear. They intersect, mm-hmm. right? And that usually is not just a one day thing, a one time thing. Hey, right. I'm at this point, Lord, I'm believing you've been faithful in the past. That's my confidence that you're going to be faithful here. That can be day after day after day until you see the provision or the breakthrough that you're seeking, right?
Or until you truly convince yourself that he can do it. Yeah. You know how sometimes you look back and you say, okay, well, God, you've done this before. So if you can and want to do this again, and you're really almost convincing yourself, whereas no, stand on the promise and be bold about it. Mm-hmm. I think that's what he's looking for, especially in the times that we live in. Be bold and know that he can do and he will do. We just have to allow him to and look to him for it.
That's good. That's so good. Listen, we're going to get off in the weeds here. I just feel this is what I love, right? We come with a loose plan. When you're in the season, or you're in the wilderness, as we talk about, right, we're making a change. The wilderness is a scary place, right? Because you're having to trust. And I think if I'm honest, if I look at the seasons personally, collectively, as a family, that we've been in the wilderness, there's been many times where my prayers have sounded like this: God, where are you in this? God, where's your power? I have prayed. You've seen my heart. I have asked for the ability to trust more. I've asked that you would get the glory. Where are you? Day in, day out, I'm praying for you. And here's what I want you to remember here. Scripture says that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And there's usually kind of that exchange where you're in the desert and the breakthrough hasn't happened, or you haven't seen the new shift. You haven't seen the new breakthrough. You haven't seen what you're seeking in the desert. There's usually that shift from, Lord, where are you in this? I need you to show up, to, no, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. And I trust him, even if it doesn't happen the way I want it to. God, you're good. And to Lauren's point, you've been faithful in the past. And I trust that no matter how long I'm in this season of desert, no matter how long I don't see what I'm praying for, God, you're faithful and you're good. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Yeah. And one other tangible fact that we can just hold on to here is we have to actually walk it out too. We have a part in this. So we can pray and we can seek him, but there's also something that we have to put legs to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, at one point he told Moses, stop praying to me and get moving, you know? And we kind of forget that sometimes, that we could sit here and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. And he's like, I've already given you something, so now go, go. You know, we give these financial advice, you know, things that we can offer to people, but then they have to go do it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so if you're in that wilderness and you have tools and resources or things that you need to implement and do, just do it one day at a time, one step at a time.
Yeah. And you know what I love about that? Because there's going to be someone sitting on the other side of it and say, well, what if I make the wrong step? Or what if I do the wrong thing? Go back to point one, right? If you're persevering, if you're putting one step in front of the other and you're trusting, and then you're following two and you're seeking God for his wisdom and you start moving, right? Then if you start moving and you're trying to honor the Lord in this capacity, and it's a little outside of where he's calling you, guess what? He's sovereign, right? He is in control, and he will make straight the path of those who are trying to follow and live a life according to his plan. So don't allow the enemy to paralyze you in fear of what if I misstep? What if this isn't exactly what I heard from the Lord? Get going and allow the Lord as you lean on him to straighten out your path.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Now we have some updates here at Steadfast Ministries. As you know, it's been a while since we've done one of these podcasts, and it was under the name of Steadfast Marriage. And so over the last year, a little bit longer than that, the Lord's been really stirring on our hearts, and we were in a bit of a wilderness.
Yeah.
We were seeking him. We were asking for his guidance, and we just felt that it was time to give it a pause and really reconnect. We had a Steadfast Marriage, and then we had Steadfast Finance, and those were two separate ministries, and we have now put them under one umbrella to call it Steadfast Ministries, and it encompasses all of those things. So we are excited for new changes. We're excited for where this is going. We're excited just to trust God with each and every step. It was kind of hard. You know, at some point we were feeling, oh, maybe we just go back and keep it separate. And maybe we should just, you know, stick to what we were doing because it was easier and we were rolling with it. And God said, no, you're in this wilderness to seek me, to hear from me. And I'm giving you a plan and you need to walk through it. And we had to actually walk out what we're speaking tonight, and we're excited for where it's going. We're actually, we filed this week to become a nonprofit. So we've got that going, and we have some new things coming up that we're looking forward to sharing in the future. So we are excited for you to be on this journey with us, and whatever God wants to do, we're just open vessels, ready for him to use us in any way possible.
That's it. So you'll see some more podcasts. These are going to be more on a regular basis. I wouldn't say they'd be weekly, but at least two a month will come out. If you want to connect to us, connect with us in any way, steadfast-ministries.org. That's a lot to say at one time. Steadfast-ministries.org. We'd love to hear from you. Hope this episode was a blessing to you. And we look forward to being back with you very soon.
Yes.